Good evening, everyone. How are you guys doing tonight? Hi, Vicky. There's not. It's a lie. Okay. Never brought this thing before, so let's see how this goes. God has given us, as humans, a great many things. Gifts, talents, and it could be easily overlooked, but time. We only have so much time, and it's often less than we expect, although sometimes the inverse can be true as well, and then you have too much time and you don't know what to do with it. We can never be too sure. That we can be certain about. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 12 and then Matthew 25. So 1 Corinthians 12. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. And then Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. 14 through 3. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who calls his servants and entrusts his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talents in the ground. See, here is that which belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant away into the darkness where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we don't want weeping and gnashing of teeth. Even if we feel we have 1 talent, we need to do something with that talent. Let's not be too hung up on self-pity if we're feeling down on ourselves. We have our gifts, and we have our set of talents. Do you remember discovering something you were good at? What you were doing, what brought it on, or who asked you to do that thing you didn't think you'd be able to do. I ask this to say we don't know we have a particular talent until we attempt something that requires it. This is important. It's a reason we should not shirk away from the things we haven't tried before. I know for a lot of the people who haven't done VBS before, that's like something people ask, like, hey, you want to do VBS? It's like, yeah. And then people come away from VBS like, well, that wasn't nearly so bad. And thank you, all of you who've done something in VBS and put all that time into it. It's a lot of time. And there are those of you who spend all year working on it, like Danette, who I suppose works all year on VBS and then has her 1 week break after VBS is over to start preparing for the next one. All right, I'm going to read James 4 and Matthew 6. James 4, starting at verse 13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. But as it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. And Matthew 6. Matthew 6, starting at verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. If you want to find your potential or place in the world, we have to explore our possibilities. We can't do that, and we can't wait to do that. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the rest of the day. The only thing we have a semblance of control over is right now. We're mist. We're dust in the wind. We're ice cream on a hot day, Olaf in summer. If we want something done, the only time to do it is right now. If there's something you're putting off, you need to get it done now. This moment is all we truly have. Something you want to try, go do it. We need to try new things. We need to deal with new people and insert ourselves into situations that we otherwise would not expect to find ourselves in. So do that thing you keep putting off. Talk to that person that looks like they need cheering, and take care of the ones you love. That's all.